Today's election prayer focus are the measures on the ballot for California. There are 10 on the ballot this year at this point in time, so we will be praying for 1 through 5 today. If you don't know what is on your ballot, each person, based on where they live, will have different people that are up for election, city mayors, county officials, different people of that nature, besides the federal and state personnel. Ballotpedia.org has a free lookup tool that you can use that will give you all the information and more, even about all these propositions. So, Father, we come before you and we thank you that you are the one who sees everything. You are omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, omniscient, and all-seeing. You know the hearts and the motives of each of these people that proposed these different propositions for our state. You know the effects that it would have on each of us. So, Father, we're going to pray over each one and pray that the people that are listening to this prayer podcast and or reading the email, that they will make informed decisions. We also pray for all the voters in our state that will vote on these, that they won't just pick yes or no just because, but they will sincerely look into it and find out more information so that they're making a decision based on what you want. So, Father, we lift up Proposition 2, which is the goal to give $10 billion in bonds to fund construction and modernize public education facilities. Those that wrote about it, that are for it, say that the schools need some money to fix the repairs, that they're in need of desperate changes and things fixed. I've seen a school nearby and know that that is very potential. On the other hand, those that are against it say the monies would not be distributed fairly, that they say that the monies tend to go into this big hole and go to the ones that scream the loudest, or it seems inequitable in how it's given. So, Father, we pray that people are able to study this even more and come up with a healthy decision. That is $10 billion. Another concern is, at the moment, we are in a budget emergency deficit and don't have the funds to even fill the things that were voted on in the past. So there is a concern about that as well. Proposition 3, Father, we lift up. This one, we know what your heart would be on this. This one wants to amend Proposition 8, which signifies that a union is between one man and one woman. This particular proposition wants to expand it to amend Proposition 8 to allow for same-sex marriages. So, Father, again, we know what your heart is on this. You made man and woman to be a healthy relationship, and you're not for same-sex marriages. So, Father, we pray that people will vote accordingly. Proposition 4 is for parks, environment, energy, and water bond. Again, issuing $10 billion in bonds to help state and local parks, environment protection projects, water infrastructure, energy, and flood protection projects. It's a lot of money, again, that we don't have the money for, and they believe that those against think it's going to just create a long-term financial burden, and those that are for it, we're talking about climate change. Do these infrastructures need it? Father, you know what they need, but $10 billion just willy-nilly, we need to see more accountability to that. So, Father, we pray again, people will make the decision based on everything they read. Proposition 5, the lower the supermajority requirement for funding housing and public infrastructure from 2/3, the 66.67, to 55%. Those that are for it believe that more things will pass. Those that are against it believe that it's better to have the 2/3 majority, since that's a long-term measures that are voted either for or against, and that more would be in agreement and they would have less issues in making sure it continues on. So, Father, we pray again, people will vote accordingly. Proposition 6 is moving a certain term. So, currently, if you are incarcerated, you can actually, as part of your punishment, be required to work. This would remove the requirement to work as a form of punishment and instead allow them to say, no, they don't want to work at all. And this would allow for those that do voluntarily do the work that they would actually get points and possibly even paid. And so, Father, again, whichever way people feel that this is best, those that are for think it would encourage them to get something as a reward. Those that are against it feel like that it just allows the inmates to say no to working at all. And then they sit there in jail and have nothing to do, and that it wouldn't, that what they need is to be able to work and pay off their actual time in jail and to pay for that. So Father, we know that these are not easy things to say yes or no to in some of the cases. It can be dicey because of the needs of the different things that they're bringing up. But there's also the reality that if you don't have the money, how can you spend it? So Father, we pray that people will vote accurately, appropriately, and with your standards, in the mighty name of Jesus.